Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to let other people know where you can hear this program. If it's inspiring you, let it inspire others. Spread the word and tell them yes. Tune it in to WROL at 950 AM at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we're continuing, since it's Thursday, our conversation with Alfred Mira, one of my parishioners, who is famous for always working to spread the word. And so we will turn everything over to Alfred from my recent conversation with him about our relationship with Christ.
I like to let our Lord speak for himself. Mm-hmm. For instance, he said, I am going to ask the Father. Mm-hmm. And he will send you another advocate. Mm-hmm. Another advocate. What is an advocate anyway? Oh, it's one who speaks for somebody. So the first advocate was Jesus, mm-hmm. speaking for the Father. And what's the second advocate then? Oh, it sounds interesting. The second advocate is the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. If I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come to you. But if I go, then I will send him to you. I will send him to you. A beautiful thought for our ears and minds. Mm-hmm. Just think. So how is he going to go? I came forth from the Father, and I came into the world. Now I leave the world. Oh, how is he leaving the world? Well, we know his passion and death, mm-hmm. is leaving the world. And his ascension into heaven is leaving the world. Or going to the Father, where the Holy Spirit is waiting for Pentecost. So our Lord then has many beautiful things to say to us. As I said, here's another one. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. In that day, you will know. What's that day anyway? Well, perhaps it's eternity, the beatific vision. Well, our Lord is saying these things as he walks along with us on Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. He is causing our hearts to burn within us as he explains the scriptures to us. And so let him speak for himself. He said another thing that's very beautiful to us. Now is the Son of Man glorified. What is he talking about that? That's an interesting say. You know, we're not going to skip over that and run off to another thing without looking at it first. What is this now? Mm-hmm. Well, for all eternity, he was God with the Father. Then he came into the world, and he's approaching now the big now at the beginning of the Last Supper discourse, or the farewell discourse, as they say. Mm-hmm. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. That means he's come to the time of the actual work that he is sent to do, which is redeem the world. Mm-hmm. You cannot fathom that deep mystery. Well, he said, but what is the emotion behind that? Now is the Son of Man glorified. Well, if you read the Bible, that now is after or nothing now. Now it was night. Judas took the morsel and went off, and now it was night. And then Jesus says, now is the Son of Man glorified, because he's going to stand up to the night, to the evil.
Wow.
And it's going to be a one, like, you know, an H of a battle.
Yeah.
So, when
you're talking about the night, you're not really saying just the time. You're saying that that word night means something far more significant than just the time.
Oh, yes. When he was arrested, this is your hour and the power of darkness, he said to the crowds with their lanterns, torches, and weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big now is the battle is begun. And Satan wants to kill him and get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? He can't kill life itself, because life springs up again.
Ooh.
And so I am the way.
Yeah.
I am the truth. I am the life. I am the way. And if you follow me, you'll find the truth. And if you found the truth, you'll live in it. And that's the grand reality that our Lord is saying. But he's not bragging about himself. He is just saying the simple truth that he is God as well as man, or he is a man as well as God. Take it either way.
So one of the things that you bring to mind as I hear you talking about that is, when people turn around and describe Jesus as just a man, which of course is not what we believe, but there's that whole concept that's very common in our world today, that Jesus is just a man like Socrates. Those words of now it's night and everything, when we understand him as actually the Son of God, have a whole different context than if we were just to assume he is just another man.
Yes. So what I'm looking at is the emotion that Jesus has when he says these things to somebody like us, because we're his disciples. He's talking to us as well as to the disciples around him at the Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what is my thought now? Oh, yes, how does he feel? We have to identify with his feelings as well as with his thoughts. And so, if he says, now is the Son of Man glorified, or in chapter 17 he says, Father, the hour has come, the time has arrived. It's the same thought. And thus, when he's talking to the disciples, now is the Son of Man glorified, another time, and the most sublime chapter on the whole Bible is John 17, anyway, his priestly prayer. He says, now, Father, what's the quote now? Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. What is he feeling? Is that a grand commitment? I have come to this hour to get rid of sin in this world with my blood. That's what it is. We can't just gloss over those without trying to receive the full message of our Lord Jesus Christ when he says anything. All those words he's passionate about. I wish that the fire was ablazing, he said about himself and his message. It doesn't seem so, but there are many people who are having the embers of their love of God burning in their hearts, and that does count a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to think of Jesus, how he feels. Father, I will that. We want to do what you will, Father, yes. But Jesus says, all of a sudden in John 17, I will that. And what does he want? He's praying for us. He says, I will that those whom you have given to me may be with me. Oh, isn't that an interesting prayer? He says, as Jesus Christ of Nazareth to the Father, I will that those whom thou hast given me may be with me. Why? Oh, so that they may behold my glory. Oh, wow. They want to, we mean, we'll sort of sit around and look at Jesus for the rest of eternity and behold his glory? Of course not. That's a very superstitious thing to say, or silly thing to say. Uh-huh. No, to behold his glory means to be partakers of it. That means, as he says in another place in the same chapter, I am glorified in them, referring to his disciples or his brethren. So, what was my thought now?
So what I'm hearing, this gets to in several places in the Bible where we recognize, for example, when James says that, you know, now we see as in a mirror, but then we will see face to face. So really, it sounds like what you're saying is at that point, they will see him in his glory because they will be more like him, so be able to see him in his glory. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, that's one way of looking at it.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And thank you for listening to our program. We'll be back tomorrow with Father Adriano. Have a blessed day.
In Cristo vivimos.